The WJBC forecast from Heart of Illinois ABC meteorologist Joe Struce says partly cloudy for the rest of today, not too cold at least. Cloudy tonight, a few isolated showers by daybreak, 35. Mixed bag on Saturday with a high near 41, scattered showers early. Maybe some snowflakes mixed in, but no real accumulation. Sunday, mostly sunny and 42, and warmer still on Monday. It's partly cloudy and 38 at AM 1230 WJBC. Doc Watson in on the afternoon show on AM 1230 WJBC, and thought we'd find out, I would certainly like to learn more about this West Bloomfield Revitalization Program. I've been told about it. It's one of the great organizations, nonprofits in the area, and Hannah Russell is the operations manager. She's on the phone right now with us. Hi, Hannah. How you doing?
I'm great. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's good to meet you, if only on the phone and virtually, so to speak.
Yes.
I know. And that's the world we live in right now. I'm new to this place. I've only been working here for about a month, but a lot of people have told me, you ought to get in touch with these folks. These guys do really good work, and I trust the people I work with. And so then, yeah, I've learned a little bit about your group, but I want to learn more. And yet we are in a COVID world where you're probably not doing as many things as you normally would be doing.
That's correct. We are definitely powered by volunteers, and unfortunately, we don't have much of a volunteer presence in our building. We're currently closed to the public until further notice. However, we're still operating behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of upgrades to our building. We just did a lot of upgrades to our kitchen, and for example, the bike co-op, the bike mechanics are still working, and we just donated around 30 bikes to the Boys and Girls Club for Christmas.
That's so awesome.
Things are still happening.
Just at a slower pace. And mm-hmm. And give me a little bit of background. Okay, so West Bloomfield, is that West Bloomfield? See, I'm from Detroit originally. That's a suburb there, and it's very affluent. Now, West Bloomington, it sounds like it may not be the most affluent part of town. Is it one of the oldest parts of town?
Yeah, it's one of the oldest parts of town. There's lots of great history that you can read up on about West Bloomington, and there's still quite a few interesting buildings. Like the building that we are currently in has a history of just charitable efforts. It used to be a soup kitchen. It was called the Jesus Coffee House.
Okay.
So a lot of people actually still refer to it as the Jesus Coffee House.
The Jesus Coffee House. That's a great. Mm-hmm. That's a great.
Yeah.
Great name for it.
Yeah.
But so you guys, under normal conditions, you would still have some of that kind of going on, I take it, right? Or you would feed people at times, or no? What is, like, I saw this, the Veggie Oasis. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
That means, are you growing plants or taking veggies from people and then distributing them to the area?
Yeah, so normally, the West Bloomington has been called a food desert. There's not a lot of access to healthy, fresh food.
Got it.
Not as much as, like, on the east side, for example. So in order to address that problem, during a normal year, in the summertime, there's a farmer's market in mm-hmm. downtown Bloomington. We have volunteers that go and glean food from participating farmers.
Okay.
And those farmers donate fresh, organic food, usually most of the time, and we take it here. We set it all out on tables, and anyone can come and grab whatever it is that they need and use it. And then we also have a program where we participate with Prairie Earth Farms. And through the John M. Scott grant, we got, I think it was 40 shares of CSAs, which is like a healthy eating program.
Mm-hmm.
And every week during the summer, we were able to feed 40 families. They would come every Wednesday night and grab this bag of healthy, fresh, organic, local food
right.
For free.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I can just, having lived in Peoria area for 25 years, I know that on the south side there, they have something called the Southside Mission, and they've been struggling a little bit right now with donations and things like that just to stay afloat. But they do, sounds like they do some similar things to you guys. But the issue of food, for instance, in a neighborhood that maybe is not as affluent as others, and having access to good, healthy food is a real deal. And I even notice it where I live, and that there's like Walmarts, there's a Walmart in kind of the middle class section, and it doesn't have any fruits or vegetables or anything. And then you go to the Walmart on the north side, it's got everything. You know, it's got the full boat, it's a full supermarket. And it's like, why don't they, you know, no wonder. I bet people who are poor have no choice but to buy food that is not as healthy necessarily.
And I think some of that too has to do with education. I mean, everyone knows that healthy food involves fresh food and not so much like processed food.
Right.
But like, how do you, like, what do you do with a rutabaga? You maybe you've never seen a rutabaga before. So part of that is we do like include recipes, and that's largely on part of Prairie Earth Farms' effort in the CSA bags. And you know, the volunteers that are handing out the food, we try to just, like, talk about recipes that we do ourselves. And, so it's become a kind of an information sharing program, too.
That's neat. Hannah Russell with us from the West Bloomington Revitalization Program. Oh, gosh, I better not say Bloomfield again. All right. So Hannah, so it sounds like you're trying to get better foods to people, and also you're trying to grow their education, too. It sounds like you have a lot of cool things there that help with, you know, can give access to information and education for younger kids. Or is it for all ages?
For all ages, yeah. Okay. I mean, of course, kids are a big concern of us, and families are, like, you know, they're the backbone of this community. But it's individuals, too.
Right. So, but some of those things, like you have during the summer mainly, I think you were telling me off air, about the bike co-op and the free library, kind of that Karen Schmidt cruises around on a bike with books. Is that what I'm envisioning? Am I getting that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite the contraption. It's she should tell you about it. But like, yeah, basically it's this like 300-pound book bike.
Wow.
And she can pedal around on it, and then she'll stop, and then it opens up, and then like you can look through it and you know, grab the books that you like. And then the bike co-op is a kind of like a bike shop. It was started by a gentleman named Rick Heiser, who is unfortunately not with us but any longer, but his memory lives on through the bike co-op. And it's a bike shop where you can come in and buy a bike at a very affordable price. Mm-hmm. And we also educate the public on how to fix their bike through programs and workshops. We also we are a repair shop too, so you can come in if you have a flat tire and we can either fix it for you or teach you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a volunteer program where when you sign up for the volunteer program, just depending on what bike you want, you work a certain number of hours and then you get the bike. Yeah,
that's great. And then no charge on that?
No charge on that, except for your time volunteering.
That's outstanding. I also saw things that kind of go with the teaching people how to fix things, or maybe just giving people an access to work. What is the tool library and the workshop space?
Yeah, so the tool library was actually, if I have my history correct, that's how this whole thing began. So it started with the tool library, which is just like a book library. You come in and you can create an account, borrow a tool for a week, and then return it for free. And the goal is to beautify the West Side, for people to take a sense of pride and ownership in taking care, you know, of their homes, of their properties, of their yards. And so the tool library has grown into just a really incredible place where we have hundreds and hundreds of tools, including, like, we got snow blowers now and tillers, and so Yeah, and anything that you would need in order to do a simple home repair to, yeah, maybe to something a little bit more complicated.
And then the workshop space, is that where people can come in and work there on something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the workshop space, I mean, we've got stuff like a miter saw and a table saw. So if you were doing a project, you could, like, come and bring in your lumber and get it cut.
Right.
But we also, during, like, a normal year, we would have workshops. Like, in the past, I think we did one where we built benches. And, but like a regular workshop space.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's others too, but we'll talk about those some other time. The West Bloomington Revitalization Program. Hannah Russell, the ops manager. So again, right now with volunteers not really in need, you might be looking more for donations in some areas or no?
Yes, we are always taking cash donations, or I think you can also donate via our website, westbloomington.org. But right now, we are accepting donations for our Bed Blitz. So okay. Our Bed Blitz is an annual program where we build beds for kids, because there's lots of kids that don't have beds that need beds.
Right.
So we build the frames here. We are building the frames here in our workshop, and we provide them with a mattress, a pillow, sheets, a blanket, a teddy bear, and some laundry detergent. So those are the things that we are accepting as donations. The sheets, a blanket, a pillow, a teddy bear, and laundry detergent. And I'm here at the building, and if you've got those things, you can come to the building, and I'll meet you at the door and give you a great, big-hearted, warm thank you.
Very good. Should they call first?
Yeah, that would be great. Our phone number is 309-829-1200, and that would be great. We could arrange a time to meet and coordinate.
All right. Helping to keep the West Side strong and thriving. Hannah Russell, thanks for all the work you do out there, and look forward to talking to you somewhere down the road.
Great. Thank you so much. Good to connect.
Very good. Again, the West...